Jason Clifford, you're moving and relocating to Melbourne this week. On Wednesday, I guess you'll be a Victorian.
Yeah, I'll finally be able to say that I'm Victorian on Wednesday. I'll be full-time there in Victoria.
Now, you're taking over quite a team. 21 horses in total. You've got three unraced two-year-olds. But your really big names are going with you, like Milicello, Loaded Owners, Rocky Times, and you know, you're really good performers, so you're pretty pleased with the group that you're taking over?
Yeah, I am. There's all sorts there. I'd probably say there's four there that I really do think that I can race on Saturday. Rocky Times, Milicello, Mattinello. I'd probably say Prince Obama, definitely, when he gets up to a mile, he's going to be a really smart horse. And for Big and Quest, he'll bob up and down as well.
And of course, Rocky Times is the big up and comer from your stable.
I think he's going to be a very smart horse. The smarter the horses he runs against, I think the better he'll get. He really is going to be a really nice horse. I've liked him from day one, and I'll just keep liking him more and more.
Are you nervous about the move?
I haven't really been thinking about it too much. I've just been too busy organising everything. No, just excited, I think. Really looking forward to it. I really want to get over there Wednesday, have a look at how they all travelled. They're all over there. They're in the paddocks. Most of them have had a week in there by the time I get there Wednesday morning. And just want to have a check them out and pick out the ones that have travelled well and get them in the stables first. And then I'll load the rest of the stable up the following week.
All right, when does your partner and boy go over?
They're going to wait probably about 3 months so I get settled in and get everything organised, and they'll move over then. But at the start, they'll come over in the next 2 weeks and have a visit, and they'll just come back and forward.
Okay. Well, Josh will miss his dad.
I think so. I reckon I'll miss him more.
Yeah, okay. Will you try and commute? Well, they'll commute to you, or you'll commute to here?
No, they'll come over to me. Teddy's just a little bit, scared of the move, which, that's understandable. So she just wants to come over and just spend, a week here and there and just blend in and get used to it that way.
Okay. All right, well, that's fair enough. This is a dream of yours, isn't it?
Yeah, for a long time I've always wanted to do it. I just think that, I love racing that much, and I really just want to be. I want to go as far as I can go, and I think I need to go over there to be able to do that. And just, I don't want to be talking about it for the rest of my life. I just want to go over there and do it, and get the best I possibly can out of myself.
All right. Now, how many boxes have you got at Geelong? 18.
I've got 17 boxes and two bit large day yards, so I'll be able to have 19 horses in one.
All right. And you've got a good little adjustment place close by?
Yeah, 10 minutes away, Rosemont Stud. A sensational adjustment place, just lush paddocks, and they've got loosened paddocks that you can adjust your horses in. It's just only because it's 18 minutes away, I can just pop it over there for 3 or 4 days rest, and after a race, it works out really, really good.
Now,
beaches that are 10-15 minutes away, my horses are still going to get that beach environment as well.
You're no stranger to Victoria. Your family on your mum's side are from Victoria, actually, you're from Geelong.
My nan and pop were living in Geelong until about 3 months ago.
All right.
And I rang them up to tell them that I'm moving over to Geelong to live there for good. And they told me at the same time that they're just arranged to come back to the family over this side. Since
really?
They've been there for so long.
Oh, well.
They're originally from... My family's all originally from Bacchus Marsh in Melbourne.
All right, mate. Well, look, it's a big challenge for you, but you've got the horse flesh to give you a kick start. And I guess the bonus is you're taking these over there, and because they race 7 days a week, you've got a lot more options for your horses.
Yeah, most of the horses I'm taking are probably class 3 plus horses, so those horses are really going to benefit from it. I wouldn't say, you know, maiden class 1s, because there's a lot of racing over here for maiden class 1s. But I'm really happy that the owners are supporting me. But the advantage is when you get class 3 horses plus, you've got so much advantage over there to find races, whereas over here you seem to be running into a lot of good horses that are on their way up, and those horses, you know, just struggle to win races.
All right, well, you've got your team over there, all settled in. You've got one more runner in your name, and that'll be on Sunday, where you and Cry will go around in a class 2. And I guess if she wins, that'll warrant her making your trip over to your Geelong stable?
Yeah, he just wanted to give her one more run here. He thought it was a nice race for her, and so he wants me to give her one run. I won't be here, but Tammy Mulross is going to look after the horse for me. And hopefully she can come out and win, and, you know, I think she's a really smart little horse, and I really do. Darren Gatchy said when she won on her cup day that she'd win a Fillies and Mares race in Melbourne. So, you know, I'd like her to be able to win on the weekend so I can take her over there.
All right, mate. Well, listen, everyone wishes you all the best. You've had a dream. You're going to realise it now. Let's hope that the name Jason Clifford is right up there with all the big guns in the very near future.
I really hope so, and be a lot of hard work, but I'm sure I'll get there.